from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What, in your estimation, does a successful season look like for the Pats?
I think beating the Bengals this weekend. Starting with that, I'm not really looking too far ahead of that. Just starting 1-0 and trying to attack each week. Can't get too far ahead of yourself in any season, either too high or too low. There's going to be adversity that comes. There's going to be good things that come. Can't ride the wave. We've got to be as consistent as we can as a football team. I've got to be consistent as I can as a football player. So it just starts this weekend playing the Bengals, trying to attack this week and put ourselves in a good position to win this football game.
Hunter Henry yesterday here on Jones and Keith. Check that out on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch that full interview on YouTube. All part of Patriots Monday each and every week here on WEEI. I'll agree with Hunter Henry on this. I'm looking at it a little more than a one-week snapshot, but part of what makes a successful year for me is getting one of those signature wins, a big pelt.
Yeah.
And put that on the board. The Bengals are one of those teams. So go beat Cincinnati this weekend, which I think is a winnable game. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not predicting a win.
No.
I might take the Pats and the points depending on where it winds up.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
I'm not predicting a win. I just think it's a winnable game. There are some games on the schedule, the Niners. They have no shot. That is not a winnable game. I don't see a pathway to them winning that game. But the Bengals, the Seahawks, the Jets in the first month, I think those are all winnable games.
You know what's funny? The bad teams every single year, like there's only, what, twice that teams have gone winless. So even teams that are bad, and the Patriots are bad, they're going to be underdogs in every single game this year, most likely, barring some big quarterback injury or something like that.
Well, they already are, right?
They're
an underdog in every single game.
Now, it could change.
They probably will be, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you play, say Trevor Lawrence goes down, maybe the whatever. But yeah, as of right now, they are the underdog. So last year, the worst team in the league was the Carolina Panthers. They went 2-15. One of their wins was against the division-winning Houston Texans, who won 10 games.
Nice.
So, like, that happens, you know? And
it's
so
a big pelt.
It's a big one. They can put that in. They can raise a banner.
Yeah.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Look at this. We beat a playoff team. But, like, that happens. That stuff happens all the time. And you always look back on teams that either just made the playoffs or just missed the playoffs, and you're like, if you'd beaten, you know, Carolina, or, like, you guys couldn't beat New England and you didn't get into the playoffs – I mean, the Pats last year beat Buffalo, which was a division winner.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that stuff happens all the time. And that is one of the things when you have a really tough schedule that the Patriots do, almost every week you have an opportunity to kind of play spoiler because almost everybody else on their schedule at least is starting the season thinking playoffs.
So we're going to give you three reasons each, three players each, aside from Drake May, to get excited about for the Patriots, which it's hard. Some of us are scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
A little bit.
But we're going to reach to figure that out. Just before we do that, Keith, give me your reasons for a successful year again. Recap that real quick.
So to me, it's all about the young guys. We're going to highlight some of these young guys here coming up, but it's really the developmental of the young guys. And it almost is similar to the first couple of years of Mac Jones. You were hoping that by the end of the year, you could say, all right, we have a quarterback for next year, or, you know, pick another player. So to me, it's the young wide receivers that they invested in the draft, and it's Drake May. At the end of the year, are you saying, all right, we need to beef up here, here, and here, but not those spots? Like, we feel good about those spots and some of the young guys on defense. I honestly, for this year, and it's weird to say as just a sports fan, I don't think the win total matters. Like, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not saying they should tank or anything like that. You want to develop the guys that you have, because 2025, they should be one of the teams that has a real chance at a wild card spot. So how do you get there? You make sure these guys are getting better and better as the season goes on for this year.
Okay. Young player development for Keith. I want 8 or 9 wins. I think they're going to win 6. I want 8 or 9 for a successful year. I want 2 in September. I want a competent offense, 21, 22 points a game. That was middle of the pack last year. And I want a big win or two. Bengals, Niners, Texans. Text line 37937. I've heard a lot of bad Jones takes over the years.
Thanks for listening.
That's true. There is a litany of those.
Dime a dozen.
But the idea they could win against the Bengals is one of the most preposterous ones yet. That line has moved a lot. They went from 9.5-point underdogs to 7.5.
So I don't think they're beating the Bengals, but I also think it's not as laughable as it's been made out, right? Because the Bengals have had a lot of slow starts to the season. And if Ja'Marr Chase isn't playing...
That's like, huge.
That's massive. And, you know, they got a... We just see it all the time, and not just the Bengals, but there are good teams that just aren't ready to go week one for whatever reason. They just kind of fall asleep. Maybe they're expecting to be better than they are, or also playing down to an opponent right off the rip. They're thinking, all right, we got the Patriots week one at home. Like, all right, maybe they come out slow. I'm not going to put money on the Patriots money line, but I also don't think it's, like, insane.
Okay. You can jump in on this. Week one against the Bengals, any shot for the Pats? What's a successful year for New England this year? 617-779-7937. Let's start it off today with Eric and Newton. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to let you guys know, the Patriots, although they might, you know, seem like a better team than they were last year, that's where the difference is the head coach. I feel like Belichick was better at having the players ready for the games, where with Gerard Mayo, you know, we clearly don't know that. And with the Drake May conversation is, I do think, you know, we all want to see, you know, the rookie play. But at the same time, when people bring up the Herberts and C.J. Stroud, those guys came in to those teams. They had veterans, you know, receivers or, you know, at least
not
a better
Stroud.
Offensive line.
Not Stroud.
That nature.
Not Stroud.
Stroud didn't make, you know, but he did have, you know, he did, you know, have, you know, like Tank Dell was a rookie, you know, Nico Collins, he did, you know, make them look great. But I just feel like they were still in better positions than Drake May would be. If Drake May is starting, like, I see Jacoby getting hurt by like week six just due to he's going to have to be mobile with the O-line he has. They're going to have to set up plays where he's moving to make some passes. And I just think with, you know, Gerard Mayo, I don't think he is going to be our future head coach. I just think he's going to rebuild our team. I guarantee you by the time Drake May becomes, you know, who we think he should be, they're going to find a new head coach and, you know, move on from Gerard Mayo. So I just think this is going to be, you know, a rebuild year. I do not see the Patriots winning 6 or 8 games. I see it definitely being under. I see us being another top 5 team in the draft next year.
Okay, so Eric, you're with Rich. That's fine. If Drake May doesn't develop that way, Mayo's not going to last long. So I think those two are, you know, connected in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they are. And I think, you know, this is something that we've talked about off and on throughout the whole process with the rookie quarterback and the ones that were good as rookies, the ones that weren't, and the ones that actually got better later on. And one thing that has been kind of true is there's a major change. Like, if it doesn't work as a rookie for a quarterback, either the play caller, the number one wide receiver, or both change, right? So, like, Tua kind of up and down, then he gets Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel, right? Like, Steph Diggs joins Josh Allen. That made a huge difference for him. Jalen Hurts got Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. So these young quarterbacks that were like okay as rookies or second year guys, they got like a lot of help on the way. So if Drake May's not anywhere good this year, I can't imagine that it's Alex Van Pelt and Polk and Pop Douglas as his main guys.
No, but like if May's not good this year, Van Pelt could lose his job. And then if May's not good next year, Mayo could be out of a job, but then you've got a couple of bad years with Drake May. So I don't know that they're as separate as the caller is making it out to be. But you want to take the under on 4.5? That's fine. That's a popular pick. Who are three players not named Drake May? Because we'd all answer Drake May. Duh, obvious. We all want to see him. He's worth getting excited about, we think. Three players not named Drake May you're excited about.
All right, friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez. You can hear him on Patriots Mondays right here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed yesterday's, you missed the doozy, check out the Odyssey app for that. But played 3.5 games or whatever it was last year, was defensive rookie of the month at a premium position. It looked like a first-round pick that maybe Bill Belichick hit on. Very early, very small sample size. I loved the pick at the time. Thought he was the best corner coming out of the draft. They got him in the middle of the first round. And a big corner, like sort of what he's talking about. Like, there's not a lot of these big corners. He has the ability to be a shutdown guy. But will he be? Will he be for the long haul? It was not a great camp. Like, every time I was reading reports out of camp, it was like, Tyquan Thornton with a touchdown beating Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to see that.
No, you don't want to see it at all. And even without Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to see T. Higgins coming up on Sunday. there's a million good receivers. Seattle has two. New York has two, or one. San Francisco has two. Miami has two. Like, every team they play has good receivers. There's going to be good matchups. Yes, he's going to give up some touchdowns, but can he hold his own? Can he look like a top 10 cornerback? Then that's huge. So I think Christian Gonzalez is an obvious guy to have an eye on all year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got two more?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Jalen Polk, second round pick wide receiver, one of the big reasons, or one of the guys I'm looking at most for next year. Like, have a good rookie year, have a good foundation, but is he somebody that you can count on and is guaranteed? And when we're doing the offseason exercise, like, hey, what are the skill guys look like in New England, or what's the wide receiver room look like? You're like, well, they got Jalen Polk. Like, I hope that's what the answer is by the end of the year. And then the other one would be Keon White, who famously looked pissed when he got drafted, which is one of my favorite moments of the draft in the last couple of years. But no Barmore for at least who knows how long. Matt Judon's out of town. So if the defense is still going to be good, and if they're going to win some games on defense, I think he's going to have a monster year.
He's got to be a factor.
Yeah, big time. We're going to have to hear his name a lot.
And look, so you have a rookie and 2 second-year players yep. on your list. Now, I would have all those guys as players to get excited about as well. I'm excited about the Antonio Gibson factor. I think he's a nice complement to Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's a guy who can catch passes. He's been a productive back in the league before. I think that was a nice signing for
Zeke
Elliott Wolf.
Was sneaky good last year.
Yeah.
And so, like, he is a loss. So can he do that and a little bit more?
Antonio
Gibson. Wasn't Zeke their leading receiver last
year? Probably. Yes, in terms of receptions, he actually
catches, was. He was, yeah.
Okay, didn't even realize that. So Gibson, I think, is a nice signing. He wasn't the kind of signing this team needed. It wasn't a home run. But I like that move when they made it. I'm excited about Antonio Gibson. I feel like Marcus Jones is a forgotten player. And maybe it's for good reason. He was hurt most of last season. I think he's going to factor in defensively. I thought he always looked competitive as a rookie defensively, and even early on last year before he got hurt.
Did you see him on offense at all?
Well, this is why I'm interested and why I'm partly excited. I want to see him on offense. We talk about Travis Hunter and what kind of player he could be. That's not Marcus Jones. But between the new kickoff rule, and I don't know that he's going to get any run on special teams, but he should.
Yeah.
Between that, between the way he can factor in on offense, I feel like there are reasons for optimism with him, reasons for excitement with him. And then I'll go with the rookie offensive lineman. Take your pick. Caden Wallace, who I don't think is going to start. So I would lean in on Laydon Robinson. They need help on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see if he can play. There were mostly good reviews, and then they had their debacle in the final preseason game where they couldn't line up. They were stepping on Drake May's feet. They were bad snaps, and on top of it, they couldn't block. So I want to see what those guys look like. Those are reasons to tune in, reasons for interest, and in some cases, reasons for excitement for the Patriots. But let's be honest, there's not a lot of interesting, exciting
names. Well, I do think, like, it's the first non-Bill Belichick draft in 20 years, and how many hits are you going to have? And it doesn't mean that guys can struggle as rookies and then be good later in their careers. That happens too. But they took a lot of players in the draft. They took a lot of players at positions of need. Therefore, there should be a lot of opportunity for guys to play. By the end of the year, you might have 2 rookies on the O-line. You might have 2 rookies at wide receiver. You might even have that kid who's playing tight end. You might have, obviously, Drake May. So we could find out pretty early on.
Oh, yeah, Jaheim Bell. I didn't think about Jaheim Bell.
Like, there's a bunch of guys. And most people did not think of Jaheim Bell. But, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. That's one thing that you do get with a bad team is, like, there's opportunity for guys to win jobs all season long.
So who's worth getting excited about? Aside from Drake May. We all get it with Drake May. We're all excited for him. We're not going to see him week one. Who are you excited to see, if anyone?
We might.
You can jump it. Well, we might. That's true. Not to start. Yeah. We might see him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.